Hey there, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. We are the show that helps people understand what the Akashic Records are and takes your calls around what you need to know about your life and your purpose and your next one thing at a time there. And so, consequently, your calls are welcome. Yeah, you can't do that. They can hear you because you're on the phone. Okay, we've got a guest with the guest that was on last week, Lori Rayon Anderson, and in the background is Joanne Edmondson. Because the reason why we have these folks on is because we had a great level one here in Alpine, California, and I just want to say a wonderful hello to all those folks that are out there that participated. We have a wonderful Prosperity for Business workshop coming up tomorrow in El Cajon, and we did a wonderful prosperity workshop for the folks in Encinitas, and we talked at the Mystical Dragon and the Controversial Bookstore, and it was a great week for me here out in San Diego. And so without further ado, I'd like to welcome Lori Rayon Anderson. Welcome again, Lori.
Hi, Donna. It's great to be back on the show. We've had a wonderful power-packed Akashic week, haven't we?
Yeah. Next time we just got to get some more R&R in.
We've just been. You know, when you love what you do, it's hard to stop.
That's true. It's not work. But all of a sudden, it catches up, and you say, "Huh, I didn't relax at all this week. I just kept moving." So anyway, we really want you folks to call in with your questions. And so if you want to call in and talk to myself or to Lori Rayon, or if you'd like to talk to Joanne, who is also an Akashic Record consultant because she's a level two lady, and you can call us at 530-413-4515. And there's a whole bunch of other numbers there that people can call. And if that's good for you, it's good for us, and we'd like to hear from you. But this past, you know, there was a part of the workshop that we didn't do that I want to talk about a little bit later. But, Lori, why don't you tell people a little bit about what you do?
Well, I'm here in the San Diego and Los Angeles area, and I'm an animal communicator. That means I'm, you know, telepathically linked in some way to the animal's frequency, and sometimes I can help be the bridge between what you're wanting to know about your animals, their behavior, their health issues, just questions. Or perhaps you want to speak to some of the animal friends that have passed over to the other side and made their transition, and you'd like to speak with them and find out what they're doing and when they're coming back or if they're coming back. And I'm an Akashic Record consultant, as Donna said, so we do the Akashic Record consultations, and that's a lot of fun. We enjoy it, and we feel we very much help people with that. I'm a spiritual life coach. I do life coaching for people to help them get more in touch with their spiritual self and to bring the energy of their connection to their divine life blueprint and their guides into their life. It changes everything when you connect deeper with the divine. Let's see, what else do I do? I teach a series of workshops and metaphysical classes, and we have a calendar that's always posted up on our website.
And what's your website?
Our website is Lori Rayon. That's LauriRayon.com. LauriRayon.com.
That's great.
And I do angelic readings and help people work with their guidance. And I do whale and dolphin boat trips.
That's what I was waiting for you to talk about.
I was getting to that. And also do healing with whale and dolphin energies for people.
When's your next boat trip?
Our next boat trip is Friday, November. I'm looking for my calendar. It should be right under here. Friday, November 26th.
Okay.
Which is right before Thanksgiving. I'm getting my calendar. Ask me something else while I'm looking.
Okay. Well, talk about Pooda. You know, Pooda is a wonderful animal, and she's your friend and guide and all sorts of wonderful things.
Yes. I work with a very great being of light that's currently incarnated into the female body of a cat. And her name is Pooda. And Pooda has been with me in a myriad of different incarnations, but currently she calls herself Pooda 3, and she is about 2.5 years old in this body, and she travels with me. We go to conferences, and she goes to most of the classes and workshops that I teach. She adds her wonderful, catalytic, loving energy to just about every situation. She In the Akashic workshop we just had here in Alpine, she came into the room whenever we discussed joy or love. And when we didn't, she left the room. So
nice.
She makes her presence known when it's important. And also she has a very healing, wonderful energy about her, as well as most of you probably know your cats and dogs do. They're all wonderful healers. It's just a matter of tuning into those loving frequencies. But Puta always tells me I came to speak. I have a lot to say. She has her own column called Puta Speak, in a newsletter that we publish called Dolphin Whale Cat Newsletter. And if you're interested in hearing about the dolphins and whales and cats and what they have to say in their own personal columns, you can look at our website and you can read our Dolphin Whale Cat Newsletter and you can sign up to receive it in your own email box.
And one of the things I want to say about your website is you have some wonderful music on there.
I do.
That's created by Paul Lloyd Warner.
His website is Music for Peace.
musicforpeace.com. And if you want to really connect with some heart-changing, heart-opening music, I truly encourage you to, you know, take a look at his website and also take a look at Lori's so you can experience that music, especially the ones around the Akashic Records. That is really... that's really celestial. It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. So we had our workshop today, Joanne, would you like to talk about a little bit about what we did today? There was also a meditation from Tom Kenyon that was not part of the Akashic Record workshop. That was not a part of it, but it was an important part of what we're doing with the land and animals. And so I am going to have Joanne talk about what we did. And if we hear a beep, by the way, I just want to let you guys know that's a caller. So Lori, why don't you take? We've got to get a phone for Joanne.
She's getting into the phone, but she'll be right back. So.
All right, well, Lori, why don't you talk a little bit about what we did with that before Joanne gets on the phone?
Okay. Well, one of the things we do here within our soul family and our extended family is we do ceremonies for Mother Earth. We feel that it's important for us to connect with the consciousness and the being, if you will, the light being that we call Gaia, when some people just call it Mother Earth. At this time, there's great change. There's great amounts of energy and light hitting the planet. We've experienced some of that during the solstice this year. And I know many of us experienced a huge download of incredible energy on 10-10-10. And so we're integrating. We're helping Mother Earth integrate those energies, and we're helping to bring the frequencies of those energies into our bodies and into our very DNA to where our DNA can be calibrated to receive even more light frequencies. We know that the electromagnetic frequencies of our body is how we receive communication from the divine and from off-world beings. So it's very important to keep your electrical systems balanced and in tune, and, of course, assist other beings in doing that. And so we had this ceremony where we listened to Tom Kenyon, who channels the Hathors.
Mm-hmm.
And doing that, then we helped balance our pineal gland, and we sent our light down into the earth. And it was quite wonderful. And I know Joanne would like to probably say something about that, because she's been studying this energy and many others for such a great time. And she's my soul sister and wonderful being of light. Here's Joanne.
Well, I'm going to I have some questions for you, Joanne.
Okay.
All right. So when we, first of all, Joanne has this wonderful, beautiful pyramid in the middle of her living room that has all sorts of wonderful crystals, and she's got this wonderful crystal skull that was gifted to her. And that crystal skull, can you tell us a little bit about the crystal skull and what the crystal skull was all about and why that's important to Mother Earth?
Okay. The crystal skulls, we have been told there are 13 of them in the etheric around Mother Earth right now assisting. We know that there is a story from the Maya about crystal skulls. And from what I have understood from Drunvalo Melchizedek, in the time of Atlantis, the first crystal skull was carved. And there was a child chosen at that time to be taught all of the history, all of the art, all of the music, all of everything there was to learn for the past 1,000 years. And when that child grew up to be an adult and the knowledge was in her beingness, there was a special ceremony where she ingested some herbs, her physical body died, and her soul went into the crystal skull. At that point in time, a grandmother also chose to ingest the herbs, and her body died, and she went in to be the caregiver. And so 1,000 years later, same scenario. Another crystal skull was carved, another being was chosen, and that period of 1,000 years was then taken into the crystal skull in the soul of this being. So we've now had 12,000 years, 12 crystals, and there is also a 13th crystal skull. And we're at a point in the timing sequence for Earth that 13 shamans, male and female, have been chosen at this point in time. A ceremony has either already happened or will be happening soon that the souls of these beings that are in the crystal skull, because some souls had both a male and a female, some only had a male or a female, plus the grandmothers, will then come out of the crystal skull and into these in-body shaman, and they will then be given all of the past history that was retained in the skull. The information will be written down, and movies will be made, and the ancient history and the new modern history, all of the truth will now be known to be merged and combined. So there, crystal skulls are combined, are connected with the crystalline grid, the Christ consciousness grid, all of the crystals within Gaia, all of the major portal areas and very sacred places on Earth have huge crystal areas under the Earth, and our bodies, our pineal and DNA are connected crystalline-wise to all of these.
How many actual crystal skulls are actually physically on the Earth, not in the etheric right now?
Well, you've got different sets of skulls. There are the modern carved. There are some that are just old and ancient, and then there are some that they believe are the originals from, like, the Atlantean period. So there's lots of crystal skulls. And it doesn't matter how old it is. It doesn't really matter how big it is. They all have very, they're all very powerful. A lot of them have different reasons that they are here. Some are healers of human beings, some physical, some emotional, some mental. The crystal skull that I was just gifted, his name is Portal. Portal is just that. It creates a portal wherever it goes. It's human head size, so it's large and it's very, very, very heavy. And so her portals work, and I don't want to say he or she because I'm told that different times that sometimes it's a he and sometimes it's a she, so I'm sure it's both. Her work is with Gaia, is with Earth. It's not with individual human beings. So once you're working with Earth, then you're also working with the universe, cosmos, you know, galaxy, all of it. So she's got big things that we're working with her, and we've got her centered in the middle of a pyramid that is from Grandma Chandra's creation, and that's another story. And then
we're going to talk about Grandma Chandra in just a minute.
Okay,
but,
and then there's an angelic gateway in there. We've got lots of Brazzo water, Brazzo blessed water.
We're going to talk about him too. So it's a fun packed show tonight. So tell your friends if they're not listening, they should tune in. And just as a comment, if you have any questions tonight about anything that we're talking about, crystal skulls or Brazzo or all this other stuff that we're going to talk about, including the Akashic Records, or if you have a question about your life, you've got three folks here that can chime in on what we're getting. You can call 530-413-4511 or 530-413-4515 or 530-413-4520, and you can also call 415-287-0074. But I have a question for you, Joanne. Why the skull? Why were they created in skulls?
Well, that's a good question, and I'm not sure that I really know the answer. I've got an opinion on it.
Okay.
Skulls are actually communicators. They receive information, they store information, and then they turn around and give back information. Like all of our computers have a crystal chip in them. These crystals do talk to us. I was, the night after I got it, I was going to another workshop, and then 3 in the morning, the crystal woke me up and told me he was wanted to go to the workshop with me. So, you know, and sometimes they just keep telling you. If you don't get it the first time, they're going to tell you more and more often. So they're full of love, and it's just awesome to be a caregiver. You never own them. You are definitely
right.
Caregivers.
Well, you know, tonight's Halloween, and we're talking about crystal skulls, and I would just love to transmute some of the energy of that sometimes comes in for Halloween that can be a little bit low vibration. And so I really appreciate you talking about the crystal skulls in, because they are loving and they are beautiful and they do carry such sacredness for us. To me, it seems to me that they would also be a symbol of life as well as the death of the old and the birth of the new.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
I also know part of why we are afraid of skulls is because they are so powerful and they are such a healer that it was decided by who knows what that the knowledge of what was true about a crystal skull needed to be hidden from the public. So they purposely made it be something that was feared, and that fear has been translated from generation to generation so that we wouldn't wake up and know the true truth about how valuable and how much we really do need to use the crystals, and whether they're carved in the face of a skull or just a crystal in general.
So just for a moment, you know, you're kind of a new voice on Akashic Wisdom and a welcomed one as well. Talk about your work with Gaia, because I know that Rayan has talked about it, but we want to hear what you have to say about it too.
Okay. Well, I believe that I chose and have contracts before I was born into this physical body to work with Gaia at this point in time. We had to stand in line, and we had to be worthy of coming to Earth at this point in time, because it is such a very important time for Gaia's ascension and birth of the new Earth. And so there is a lot of negative energy, a lot of things that us as humans have done wrong that we need to start correcting and start loving Gaia, start loving Mother Nature, and start taking care of them, or we're not going to survive as a species ourselves. So there's a lot we can just do, blessing our food, blessing the water that we drink, sending love to Gaia herself. We know within our beingness that we can change the weather. We can transmute hurricanes and earthquakes and volcano eruptions and all of that by sending love and light and by joining forces. And right now, Gaia's in childbirth. And so as a human female, we know that we can have a lot of pain during childbirth, or it doesn't need to have any pain at all. And so my goal as a human is to assist to bring Gaia's birth to ease and grace and with joy, and doesn't have to be painful. We don't have to have these earthquakes, etc. So I'm here to send her love and to help neutralize some of this pain.
And what Gaia is actually birthing is a new earth. But the idea of birthing a new earth is, it has to do with an energetic earth. Is that correct? Help the listeners understand.
And I'm not sure that I really understand either. There's lots and lots of versions of it. But I believe that we are going up in vibration. So it's a vibrational move from third dimension to fourth to fifth. And fourth is just a stepping stone. I think a lot of us are already on a daily basis in the fourth, and we will be going into the fifth,
right,
and then on up from there. And when Gaia goes up, every other planet and everything else in the galaxy, universe, et cetera, everything moves up. So,
you know, it's interesting. There's been been comments that says, well, Earth is just such a tiny little planet in this huge universe. Why is Earth so important?
Well, I know I read in a book what it was. Lots of people have opinions.
I think everybody,
galaxies and everything are looking at us because we are doing stuff that has never, ever, ever been done before. We are raising our vibration faster, and people are waking up to who they really are faster than has ever, ever, ever happened before. And like I said, if we've got to make it so they can make it. We're all interconnected.
Cool. Great. Well, thank you. I mean, we're going to have you chime in a little bit later as well. So.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so again, if you're interested in what we have to say or you want to have some questions for Lori Rayan or Joanne or myself, Donna Fox, you can give us a call at 530-413-4511. You can go up to bbsradio.com for those other numbers. And you can even email your questions. You can email your questions to me. I'm sitting right here at the computer, and you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. So we do. We have okay. So we have a question here right now. If anybody wants to come over, and it's from Brent. But here's an interesting thing. The question is, what can the records tell me about my son's past life and the connection that he has with his autism in this life? Well, I've got to tell you, dear, that unfortunately, we don't access the records of anybody else without their permission. And we definitely don't access the records of children under the age of 18. However, what we can do is work this question in a different way and ask why you chose to have to connect with this wonderful being in this lifetime. So, Lori, if you want to come forward, and you can see his current legal name here.
I did see it.
Did you see it? Okay.
I did.
So we want to add,
are your records open?
So Joanne's going to come over, and we're all going to talk to you about this. So the idea here is, there's the dad's name, and there's the son's name. Would have loved to have his age, but I have a sense he's young. So the question
if you think they'd be interested, we could talk about the purpose of why a being would choose to incarnate with autism.
I think that's a general good question. Yeah, okay, let's talk about
there?
That. You go ahead, Lori.
Okay, so one of the things I do in my work with the whales and dolphins is we study frequency or resonance.
Mm-hmm.
And each being, whether they're human or dolphin or, you know, child or bird or butterfly, has a frequency. There's a resonance there. And that particular being, as they incarnated in, chose to have that body. And they chose to have it for a reason. So there's actually, you know, in the higher realms, decisions are made about what to create and what to co-create while you're here on Earth. So in my understanding of what the dolphins are doing at this time is the children or people that are diagnosed with autism actually operate at a different frequency than what would be considered regular or normal human beings. They're not in any sense less intelligent. If anything, they're more intelligent. Their frequency is actually higher. And that the Earth seems very slow to them. It's very hard for them to communicate in language and to interact with us with their motor skills in a way where it would be deemed appropriate or normal. That they operate and hear in higher frequencies like the dolphins do. And we've seen, just as a suggestion, for people to bring this dolphin energy into your life, whether it's by swimming with them in the water, whether it's looking at pictures of them, you know, through calendars, or whether it's just in meditation and asking for the etheric or the divine self of the dolphins to come through. We've seen amazing results with balancing autistic people so that they can communicate better in the third dimension. So it's something to consider.
Yeah, and the other thing that I'm receiving, Brent, is one of the important pieces around your connection with your son as it relates to you is that this particular being is such a gift and can bring you such joy, and that it really that the purpose has to do with not only yours but also your wife's aspect of non-judgment. Your son is a paradigm breaker, and what that means is that his unique gifts, and he does have many unique gifts, are the part of it's the creativity that you yourself are actually experiencing when it comes to taking care of him. And so this special being is there to help you expand your creativity, break the paradigm of judgment, both for yourself and for all those around you, and offer you the opportunity to look at a being of light in a profound and yet a very simple way. Because what he brings is a simplicity that is total loving, no matter what the no matter what his challenges are. Or I want to hear saying what it's not obsessions, it's patterns. No matter what his patterns are, there are patterns of peace that he demonstrates when he can align with the energy that calms him down. So that's one of the things that you need to take a look at. And you need to look at the patterns of how and what he aligns with to help him feel more grounded and confident in his life. And hopefully that makes sense to you. But I would love to have you call in so that you can go ahead and chat with us on that. We have another question coming forward. We have a question from a gal by the name of Adele. And Adele was born in South Africa. And I don't know where she lives now, but that's not really important. The question is, can you provide some insight for me from the Akashic Records about my anxiety and depression? Okay. Well, first of all, the first thing that I'm actually receiving for you, Adele, has to do with the picture they're showing me is a little girl who's hiding under the covers. And again, I'm not going to interpret that for you. I don't know what that means for you. When we do an Akashic Record consultation, we don't interpret the information or with our spin. We tell you exactly what we see, hear, and sometimes feel. And so what I'm receiving here is that, again, there's something about a fear. It's like literally there's a child hiding under a blanket. Her knees are up, and then there's a time where that's the even when the child is not afraid, that seems to be a favorite place that brings peace, is to be almost hidden from the outside world. And so the insight that's coming has to do with you moving into trust, which is a very hard thing for you. And so it has to do with I'm also hearing that it has to do with trust of self. It's interesting because I was telling you about an exercise that we didn't do in the workshop today, and it had to do with trust. And so one of the things that I'm going to share with you, and then we can hear from Joanne and we can hear from Lori Rianne, but one of the things that I would like you to just consider is for you to actually define trust of self. In other words, like journal it out. And then the other thing is that there's the other question would be is for you to get clear or examine the concept of trusting God or the divine or whatever you call a higher power. And if you're not a believer of a higher power, then you want to just again move back into defining what it means to trust yourself. So I'm going to let Lori go ahead. What are you getting, Lori?
Well, I feel when people are suffering or have these challenges of what may be considered anxiety or depression, it's just that in some way your life the joy has gone from your life. And when you find joy and happiness and things that make you feel good, then it's easier to remember more about who you truly are and why you're here. And it's easier to expand your life path and your purpose. So I would invite you to practice with maybe some music, and I would invite you to take some walks in nature and just allow yourself to open up to that which is given to us each and every day. It's given to each of us. All of the really true and beautiful things are free, and that would be sunshine and butterflies and birds and flowers and fresh air and clouds and walking barefoot in the grass. I mean, just those simple things can bring back an amazing vibratory frequency that will make you feel so much better about yourself. And at that point, then you can open up to, I feel better. So now I can move forward in my life, and I can begin to perhaps bring some of that into my career or job situation or relationships, and not to feel alone, because you are so dearly loved, and there are so many beings, both seen and unseen, that would care for you and love you if you would open to that frequency.
Yeah, the other thing that I'm receiving, Adele, is that there's a sense, a very deep sense here that you seem to be on a like a hamster wheel, like it just keeps going around and around, it's like a roller coaster. You kind of come up with feeling good, and then all of a sudden something will happen or something will shift, and it goes all the way down again. And the other thing that's coming forward is that it's really important for you to look at your diet, and if you're big on sugar and carbohydrates, you need to look into the Candida diet, because that will create Candida itself will create a lot of mood swings, and if in fact you're already experiencing anxiety and depression, that will actually make it worse. So, Joanne, do you have something you'd like to say?
I think after hearing all of that, when you find things that you really do love, realize that you have a lot of choices that you can make, and your thoughts and your feelings are very connected, and you can choose to be happy and choose things that make you happy and go in that direction, and choose people to be around that you feel good. So it's lots of choices, and sometimes some things fade away and other things appear, and it's sometimes baby steps, but you're not a victim, and you are a beautiful soul, and you are loved dearly, and love yourself and make good choices for yourself.
Okay, and the other thing, Adele, I want to share with you is that, you know, we had this workshop this past weekend, and one of the things that came forward, actually it showed up in the prosperity workshop, is that it's about really finding out whose belief systems and whose voices you're operating under. And so one of the recommendations is for you to really become clear that when you start doing people would consider negative self-talk, you need to understand or take a look at whose voice are you hearing? Because it could be someone else's opinion that you're operating under that truly doesn't serve you anymore. And it's really about making sure that you are creating your own life. At the same time, got to tell you that I do understand that when you're in the depths of despair, it's very hard to pull yourself up and out to feel happy again. I understand that. And so what's been said this evening is not about you doing a 24-hour switch. The recommendations here are to take baby steps until you're able to take larger steps and until you're able to leap. And so what would really be important for you is to do at least one thing every day that makes you feel good about you and write it down. And take it like a journal and write down in the journal what you've done every day to make you feel good about you, to instill that confidence that you have. And then another journal, totally separate, it would be very important for you to really move into documenting when you felt angry, when you felt sad, and get those emotions out of your body. Because those emotions can be very insidious. And if you hold them inside and try to put a cap on them and not allow them to be released, it's like a powder keg. And the fear is that if you start crying, you're never going to stop. So the recommendation here is to allow those emotions to flow through into a journal. And I've got to tell you this interesting, what we were talking about earlier about Mother Earth, about Gaia. There is a lot of tension in Mother Earth. And what's happening, what I'm receiving, is that Earth's tension is in direct relationship with the human's depression and anxiety. Now, I'm not saying that this is just you, that you're responsible. What's being said is, because Mother Earth is feeling so stressed, that energy gets translated to humans, and they feel stressed or anxious and depressed. And it has to do with letting off steam of both. And so more and more people are falling into depression because they are so connected with the earth. So the recommendation of going and walking in nature is very important. And if you live in an area where you can go barefoot on the earth, it's going to help you immensely. Lori Rion and I and Joanne all recommend highly that you walk on the earth and allow the earth to ground you. At the same time, if you can feel good enough to send love to the earth, that love will then come back to you and will also create a release for both you and for Mother Earth. So I hope what we've had to say has been helpful to you. We're going to send you lots of light and love, and we hope that you truly embrace yourself and please give us a call. You can call me personally at 216-691-1233. That's my private number, my office number. And you can get a hold of Lori Rion at, Lori, give your phone number.
My number is 619-271-9461. That's 619-271-9461.
And you can also talk to Joanne. Joanne's number is 619-445-5976. And Joanne is also a wonderful healer and has a lot of modalities that she works in, as well as the Akashic Records. So, again, don't know where you live or what state you're in, but we're all here from you. I'm from Ohio, and my partners here are from California. So take your pick of who has resonated with you and give us a call, and we'll be happy to set up an appointment for you and send you some information about our work. So hopefully that's been helpful. It's interesting, like I was saying before, the earlier thing that we were talking about is the exercise was all about defining trust and defining, you know, what is the truth of my trust of God? And what's important to understand about trust is that when we trust ourselves, okay, we then learn how to trust others. But it's very hard for us to trust others if we don't trust ourselves. And so that when you trust yourself, you're able to make appropriate decisions, you're able to know what's best for you, you're able to know when to seek help, when to ask for help, and when to offer help. And so it's all about creating action steps and getting very clear what you are willing to do to move into your healthy mental attitude. So hopefully that's going to help you. And so Adele says thank you to all us kind ladies. She emailed us back. That's very nice.
You're welcome.
Yes, you're quite welcome. Again, we're sending you lots of light and love. And for those of you who would like to also email questions, you can email questions at info, I-N-F-O, at akashicwisdom.com. That is just like the program. So, okay, Miss Lori, what's going on with Puda, and what do you have to say about what's coming up for you? You guys are going to, both of you are going to see Drunvalo.
The three of us, yes. Yes, Joanne and myself and the cat that I spoke of earlier.
Oh, Puda, okay.
Is well-received when we travel with her, and we're going this coming weekend to spend a week in beautiful Sedona, Arizona. And we're going to be studying with Drunvalo Melchizedek. Some of you may know him. He's the author of the Ancient Secret of the Flower of Life books, and also Serpent of Light and Living in the Heart. So he's quite an amazing planetarian and always has wonderful information. Some of you also may know him as he's one of the beings that brought through the living Merkaba meditation that many of us are doing now and experiencing, you know, great transitions and alchemy in our lives as we balance our sacred geometry with that of the earth. It's a wonderful thing. So we're looking forward to that. And as far as I know, Puda's the only cat that will be attending.
she's a minority among herself, is that right?
She really does enjoy going, though. We plan to sit in the front row, of course. You know?
Oh, of course. What else? Where else would she sit?
Where else would Puda sit? Yes.
That's right. That's right. Yes. What'd you say?
Wherever Puda wants.
Wherever Puda wants.
Puda does manage to manifest just about anything she wants and then some. You know?
Yeah, that's great. I love driving in the car with Puda. When Laurie and I drive in the car, Puda sits on her lap or walks around the front, and she's always opening the windows.
First thing she does when she gets in the car is figure out all the buttons.
Yeah, she likes to press the buttons. She's like expanded being, but she's like a little kid when it comes to buttons.
She likes to push the buttons.
She does. And boy, can she push your buttons, I'll tell you, with some of her answers, too. She's pretty good that way.
Yeah, so, when we do our consultation, she always says, I'm not necessarily going to tell you what you want to know, but I'm going to tell you what you need to know.
There you go. That's it.
And I'm going to sit near the door in case you don't like it.
Yes.
In the meantime, here it comes.
Yeah. Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, your next boat trip is on the November 6th.
I did find my calendar.
Did you find it? Good.
I have two boat trips coming up. We're hoping still to connect with the beautiful blue whales out here in the Southern California waters. And last year they were here through December, so we see hundreds, sometimes even thousands of dolphins on these boat trips where we go out of this incredible catamaran out of Orange County. And the more dolphins live off the coast of Southern California than anywhere else in the world. And most people don't know that. I didn't even know that until a few years ago. Hundreds, thousands and thousands of these megapods of dolphins come to the boat. They bring their babies and they run and jump. Well, they don't run. I guess they swim, huh?
Yeah.
Looks like they're running.
Yeah. It looks like they're running on the water.
It looks like they're running on the water.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they jump and play and, you know, you can bend down and touch them as they jump up. And they bring this incredible healing light through their sonar and rainbow light. And when we see the blue whales, it's just the most amazing experience. They come right up, of course, by the boat. And if you've never experienced a whale, well, this is the largest whale on the planet, folks. And they come up from the Costa Rican waters and come up to Southern California, usually in the spring, and then they stay until the early winter months. And they are freight trains of love. They're the largest beings on the planet, you know, sometimes up to 100 feet long. And Donna was enjoying watching a movie that I made recently called Messages of the Whales and Dolphins, and where I bring the messages in. And we were watching the blue whales, and in the part with the blue whales in the movie, I say that their heart is the size of a small car, and you can crawl through their arteries if you, well, not that you're going to want to do that while they're living, but
or even when they're gone.
Yeah, but you could. That's how big they are.
I don't know. There's just something about a dead whale. I don't really want to climb through their arteries, but okay.
Yeah.
Even a live whale. I don't want to be a Noah.
You don't want to be inside the whale?
No Jonah.
You know what they say,
no
though?
For me.
You know what they say? When you don't know what you're talking about, they say we're going to put you back inside the whale because that's where the ancient wisdom is.
Well, that might be nice, but
we'll just go in the ether.
I don't have my own blowhole, you know.
You'd be surprised. We all have this crown chakra. Of course, theirs is rather visible. Isn't
yeah.
It? Anyway, joking aside, it's an amazing thing to see the blue whales come up to the boat.
Well, isn't there their tail span like an airplane, the size of an airplane, or
and their
something?
Tongue is the size of an elephant?
Yeah, I mean it's like.
And this is this gentle giant. They just come up.
How big are they when they're born?
That's a good question. How big are they? About 35 feet, I think. 30,
really?
35 feet long. Mm-hmm.
And how? And that's the pregnancy? That's 18
pregnancies
months?
Pregnancies, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, oh, that would
it's a
be,
long time to be
yeah, pregnant. It's a long time.
They're beautiful,
and,
beautiful big beings. They're
yeah.
bigger than the dinosaurs. You know?
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. And they are the neural electricians for Mother Earth. They do an amazing work talking about work for Mother Earth. They realign the electromagnetic frequencies for the ley lines and the longitude lines. They work for the planet in their immensity. They can do this, you know. And for those of you that don't know, whales are incredibly ancient beings. They have a lot of time and experience on the humans. They've been here for up to 500 million years. That's a long, long time.
Well, how long do whales live?
Well, it's different with the different species of whales.
So
but,
write it down for us.
Well, I think a whale's going to live somewhere between 50 to, you know, 80, 90 years.
Is that all? Somehow I don't know why I felt like they were hundreds of years old.
That's because they've been here a long time in their incarnations. Wow. I don't. You know what? There perhaps are whales that are in their hundreds that maybe we don't know about, though.
Yeah.
You know, I've had lots of people ask me that question, interestingly. And the bottom line is I don't think anybody really knows.
Well, it would be kind of hard to track them.
And there you go.
You know.
Up until just recently, the blue whales were thought to be extinct.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Because in the 40s, the whaling almost obliterated them from the planet.
How would you kill something that big?
Oh, they did.
Oh my God!
Many boats, many harpoons. They did.
Oh.
And they're so gentle and loving that they didn't, you know, make a big deal about escaping.
Oh.
And they never fought back.
Wow.
Yeah, great beings of peace and love. They've achieved that. And you know, great beings. I mean, and now what do? They bring their babies to the boats. So,
yeah. Not
you
the
know,
whale babies, the
dolphins and the whales both bring their babies.
Oh, is that right?
The gray, if you go down in San Ignacio when the gray whales are down there and they're hanging out and getting pregnant and having babies, they bring their babies right up so you can pet them.
Wow. Mm. Wow. What's the difference between a whale and a porpoise?
Well, a porpoise and a whale actually are the same. It's just one is larger. They're called toothed whales. All dolphins actually are whales. They're toothed whales. But the reason whales have the distinction of being a whale over a dolphin is that some whales have baleen, and they're not. They have two blowholes. The baleen whales have two blowholes,
okay,
like a blue whale.
Okay.
And they eat differently. They eat crustaceans. So, but actually, all porpoises and dolphins are toothed whales.
I guess
they are of the suborder of cetacea.
Yeah, I guess what I want to know the difference between a porpoise and a dolphin.
It's coloring.
Coloring.
Yeah, it's like the difference between a Caucasian and an African American.
Really, what color are dolphins? Gray?
Dolphins are white and gray, or all gray.
Okay.
And some of them are black and white.
Okay.
The Pacific white-sided are black and white. But porpoises are dark.
Dark gray?
Yeah, dark gray. They sometimes look black.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I see you're getting education tonight, folks.
Huh? That's great. We don't have as many porpoises here in Southern California. Mostly they're further south.
Oh, I
see. We see them occasionally.
Interesting.
It's just location.
Right. Okay. Well,
go ahead. Equally wise beings.
Equally wise beings. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, whoever's listening, we would like you, and again, to invite you to call in. And just want to say, if in fact the phone lines are not working, please email me and let me know, because I don't know that, and we're talking to ourselves here unless you decide to call in. And you can call in at 530-413-4511. We're looking for Lucita. Where's Lucita?
Where's Lucita? So,
yeah, or Jojo. Where's
Jojo? Not to come back to boat trips, but you asked me.
Okay.
So it's Friday, November 26th.
Yeah.
That's a good way to spend the day after Thanksgiving, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
And then also, if your holidays, we're going to be Sunday, December 5th, out with the blue whales and the dolphins.
Cool. That's very cool.
The last two this year.
Great, great. I got some things coming up, too. I might as well talk about that.
Yeah.
I have a level one class coming up in Cleveland on November 13th. I have a level two class coming up on November 19th, 20th, and 21st. And then in December, I have another level one coming up on December 11th. And Prosperity for the New Year teleconference coming up on December 18th.
Now, where are all those at?
Where are those at? They're all going to be in Cleveland.
Oh, they're all in Cleveland.
They're all in Cleveland.
Good chance to go to Ohio.
Except for the one that's a telephone, and that is for everybody. Telephone Prosperity for the New Year teleconference on Saturday, December 18th. So if you would like more information about that, please email me, and I will be getting that out. The teleconference, it'll be a two-hour teleconference, and then we will continue with other other times and dates and places. Mm. So that's a good thing. Oh, let's talk about Braxo. I said his name wrong. Braxo. It's B-R-A-C-O, folks. And we're going to have Joanne talk to us about Braxo. Now, you can check out Braxo at www.braxoamerica. Let me spell that for you. It's BRACOamerica.com. And we're going to find out all about Braxo. So you go ahead. So take it away, Joanne.
Okay. Well, Braxo is a beautiful being. He is from Croatia. And he was just here in Los Angeles at the LAX Marriott Hotel, 2 weekends ago? And Lori and I had the privilege of going up and working his tables as a volunteer. And Braxo has just the most pure love energy that I personally have ever experienced. He does not give interviews, and at one point he was misquoted, and at the point of being misquoted, he decided not to speak at all in public. So you don't speak, you can't be misquoted, right? And so when, for example, Braxo comes to America and goes to somewhere like the LAX hotel, they would set up hourly what they call gazings. And so like there was one at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1:15, 2:15, 3:15, and 4:15. So there was 8 opportunities during that day to see Braxo. And a process would be people would file in at 8 o'clock, sit down, and one of his workers would talk about what would be happening. They might show a little bit of a clip of a movie of Braxo's healing work. Braxo would then be introduced. Everyone would stand. He would walk in the room. He would stand up on a platform. Some music would be played for about 5 or 6 minutes, and Braxo would do what's called gazing. And all he does is semi-smile, and he looks at the people in the audience. His eyes just go from one side of the room very slowly to the other, and back again. As we're standing, we are holding ourselves, our loved ones, in our heart. And during this period, I believe all potentiality is available. So whatever your heart's desire has the possibility of manifesting. So after this music stops, he looks another second or two in his gaze, he leaves the room, and we sit down and we discuss what happens. Some people who have been in wheelchairs stand up and walk out of the room. Other times, a day or so later, they may have a healing. People that are blind can see. People that are deaf can hear. People that have lost their jobs all of a sudden manifest the best job in the world. So it's not only physical ailments, it's mental, emotional, spiritual things that are just healed, whether it's instantaneously one time of seeing him or multiple times. It's individual. What happens is individual. It's, how to describe it? It's just totally awesome. He'll be back in January, I believe, to the LA area. My heart is wanting to say something else and I don't know what it is. There is a book written, 21 Days with Braxo by Angelica Whitecliff. That's a beautiful book. The healings happen from just seeing his picture, maybe on a postcard, or there are YouTubes of him. He has some videos that show him gazing or just walking around. It's also a lot of testimonials of a lot of the healing work, and you can receive a healing just from watching the DVDs. Also, when, for example, he leaves Croatia and isn't there physically for the people to come and watch him, he went into a studio and recorded about 8 minutes of his voice, and you can have miracle healings from just hearing his voice. So it's...
How long has he been practicing as a healer?
There's a long story about it. His mom had headaches, and she went to this healer to be healed, and he went to with his mom to protect her from this charlatan. And the charlatan was Ivica. And Braco was so enthralled with Ivica that he just basically never left his side. But they technically were only together like 2 years before Ivica died in a swimming accident. And when Braco came back to Ivica's healing center, they asked, well, who's going to do the healing now? And Braco didn't know because he hadn't been trained anything. He just was there watching. And so somebody said, well, you're going to do it. And she put a picture of her child or grandchild in Braco's hands, and Braco didn't know what to do with it. You know, he just kind of touched it and sent it some love, and eventually there was a healing. And so from that, 10,000 people a day have come to be in Braco's gaze. We were at the hotel on Saturday, and then Sunday we were at the Agape Church with Dr. Michael Beckwith, and they have 1,500 people per church service. We filled the church three times for three different services, and then Braco also had a gazing at 3 o'clock, at 2 o'clock and 3:30, and they filled the room again. So as the word and the love of this being spreads, more and more people in the United States and around the world are going to just know that you don't have to speak. You don't have to believe certain whatever. He's not a guru. He doesn't call himself a healer, but miracles happen everywhere he goes.
Yeah. Well, we're getting close to the end of the show, but I think what's really important is the love that he shares.
Yes.
It's a pure love, and it can be felt pretty much through every heart that gathers to see him. I was actually looking on his website while you were talking, Joanne, and he's already been to the East Coast, so I've missed him this time. He's actually in Miami. Yeah, he's in Miami. And he was in Connecticut. So, but the next time he comes to the East Coast, maybe I'll just come out here in January. What the heck, I might as well enjoy myself and maybe just come out for some R&R in January.
That works for us. And
there you go.
You know where the bedroom is.
Okay, then. That'll be working. Okay, folks. Well, you know what? We are coming close to the end of our time together, and I am sorry you didn't call in. Normally we have some folks that call in. I'm sorry you didn't take this opportunity to give a call to us and experience the loving energy firsthand of Lori Rianne and Joanne and myself. We all really honor and love the work of the Akashic Records and would love to be able to share that with you. So, again, if you would like to contact me, you can call me personally at 216-691-1233, and you can call Lori at...
my number is 619-271-9461, and my website's Lori Rianne, LauriRieon.com.
Okay. And Joanne's number is 619-445-5976. Okay, folks, I think that, is there anything last comments you'd like to make, Lori?
Well, find joy in your heart and a way to share it with another.
There you go. Anything you'd like to say, Joanne? Or? Much love and many blessings from Joanne. And so I am going to say, I'm going to close the records of the show and say happy Halloween to everyone, although I would imagine it's pretty much Halloween is almost over. It certainly is on the East Coast. But I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask that all those are listening, may their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may you truly look in the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records, the Akashic Records of the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show for October 31st, 2010, by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. Amen. Okay, thank you.